Hello. Welcome to A Safe Space for Black Women podcast. My name is Jayla and I am the creator of this podcast. And I decided to create this podcast because I feel like as black women, we don't have a safe space for us to express ourselves and to be real with one another and to be real with everything, you know? And when we are in a space where we feel like we do have the ability to be ourselves, there's always a negative connotation that comes along with that. So I feel like with this podcast, I wanted to make something where I'm able to discuss with other black women and to help other black women, you know, see themselves as someone else, if that makes sense. I wanted to create something where it was made by a black woman and it's for black women, you know? And I just want this podcast to go freely. I just want this podcast to be real. I want it to be open. I expect a lot of things out of this podcast, kind of. I don't know how well it's going to work because if you know me and if you're listening to this now, you know that I have a YouTube channel and like it really hasn't worked because I haven't been consistent. So I've always wanted to create something where I'm able to just use it to get my word and to get my voice out there. And I have a hard time being on camera to an extent. And it's really ironic that I say that because I'm a journalism major. So it's kind of weird. It's like, really? Like, how you awkward on camera? But like, you want to be on camera. That doesn't make sense. But it's the truth. Like, as of right now, I don't really have the confidence to record anything. So I wanted to use this podcast to get my word out there, to help other people, other black women that, you know, feel like they don't really have a safe place, which is why I named it A Safe Space for Black Women, because we really don't get a safe space to be black. And the fact that we're already women is hard, and to be black is even harder. So being a black woman is just 10 times hard. It's a beautiful thing, but it's also very hard for us out here. So with this podcast, I really want to be able to have open discussion on things that impact us, you know, impact us as black women, like real world issues, personal issues, things that are going on, things that affect our well-being and our character development, just everything, just so much. Like, there's so much that I want to talk about. There's so much I want to discuss. There's so much that's on my mind. And I feel like that with this podcast, I'm able to get my word out there. And also, I feel like it's much more, I don't know. I just want to go with the flow. Like, I feel like it's a much better process than just using YouTube. YouTube is a great way. Like, there's many platforms. Like, social media itself is a great way to get your word out there. So with this podcast, I just hope it goes somewhere. I'm not really like making any big plans or whatever, but I just hope it goes somewhere. And I hope that whoever is listening, first I just want to thank you for listening to me talk. And I also just hope that this helps you with whatever you're going through, or like just anything that we talk about you could relate to, or just anything. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. That's my introduction. I'm young. I know that I'm young. I'm 18 years old. I'm gonna be 19 in a couple of days. Like I said, I'm a journalism major and I love to write. So I think that I'm gonna use my YouTube channel for my poems and do visuals for my poems and put them on YouTube, and I'm just gonna use this to talk about the things that I want to talk about. So yeah, so let's just get right on to what I wanted to talk about today. So ever since I was younger, I've always been a really emotional person, and I've always been really sensitive, and people always look at sensitivity and they give it this bad rep. And I feel like being sensitive, well, I used to think that being sensitive was a bad thing until I actually started getting in touch with my emotions. And I started realizing that being sensitive is not bad. Like, just because I feel, it doesn't make me, you know, a weak person. People, they hear the word sensitive or they see something, they see you being sensitive and they automatically think that you're weak. And I had to realize that sensitive is not synonymous to weak. People use your sensitivity as a weakness against you, but it's not. I have always felt deeply for people. I've always felt deeply for many things. And I don't know. Like, it's just weird because, like, I feel like when people say somebody is sensitive about something, I feel like that's just a lazy excuse. Like, for example, I had a friend who was always just talking down on me. Like, she was just always, like, saying really, really weird stuff. Like, you know, you have those friends who always say they're just joking, but in reality, you know that they're not just joking. Yeah, she was that kind of friend. And, you know, I tell her about herself multiple times on how I didn't like how she was talking to me. Because I'm the type of person that if I feel some type of way about what you just did or what you just said, I'm gonna speak on it. So she was always just like, you're just sensitive, you're just this and you're just that. And I had to stop being her friend because I had to realize that she was not a good friend, one. Two, she was low-key kind of a hater. Like, she was kind of haterish. She kind of had, like, that hater attitude, that hater mentality, which I didn't like at all. Like, I'm not a hater. Like, when I come to my friends, when I come to anybody, like, I hype people's heads up. I make sure I give them their prop, and I make sure that, you know, I let them know that they're doing what they're doing, that what they're doing is great. But I also am the type of person that lets you know if you're doing wrong. So when I felt like something was wrong, whenever I feel like something is wrong, I always speak on it. If my friend says something to me that I don't appreciate, I'm gonna let them know. So that's what I did. So she's always just like, yeah, you're sensitive. You're just being sensitive and this and that, blah, 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 blah. That's just the person that I am. And looking back on it, I really feel like people who, you know, throw out the word sensitive into the air when you confront them on their behavior, I feel like that is just a lazy excuse for them to not change, you know? And it's not fair to me that you're gonna talk to me any kind of way and you're gonna be disrespectful to me and you're gonna just use the word sensitive to throw me off. That's not how that works. Like, I'm sorry, but the friendship cannot be one-sided. You cannot do that. So I just don't really get offended when people try to say I'm sensitive. Because I already know that I'm sensitive. You ain't got to tell me twice. Because I already know. You ain't got to tell me nothing. Because I know that I'm sensitive, okay? Like, I used to try to deny it, but now I'm not going to deny it because it's just who I am. That's just me as a person. I feel like regardless of what I go through or how I'm treated, and I've been treated badly by a lot of people, I still have that part of me that's gonna have some hurt. I feel like that will never go anywhere. It won't go anywhere. And you just have to learn to live with it, you know? And that's what I'm learning. I'm just learning to deal with it. Not really deal with it, because it's not something that you have to deal with. Like, when you say just dealing with something, you're saying, like, oh, it's a problem, but it's always going to be there. Like, it's not a problem. I'm just learning to accept it. And I used to think I was too sensitive, but then I realized there's no such thing as being too sensitive. Like, when you feel some type of way, you really shouldn't try to throw it off. Because that's what I used to try to do. I used to say, oh, maybe I shouldn't feel some type of way because I feel like I'm just over-exaggerating. No, boo. If you feel like something's wrong, you need to tell that person. You need to fix it. And if somebody doesn't want to fix the problem, then you need to let them go. You need to let whatever, not even just a person, it can just be anything. You need to let whatever it is that's causing you that distress go. Feel me? And yeah. And I feel like nobody can try to make you feel any less than what you are. So, like, nobody should try to make you feel a way that you don't want to feel. And don't try to let other people make your situation seem smaller than what it is, when it's not. So, yeah. I don't know why I wanted to talk about that today. It was just a random topic. This is like my first episode. Well, this is my first episode. And I don't know. It's always been something on my mind. It's been on my mind for a while now. And I just feel like I really need to get that out there, because a lot of people feel like being sensitive is a bad thing. And everyone in this world just tries to act so cold and so like they have no heart. And I can't be one of those people. So, yeah, this is kind of like things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about many different things, but that's just something I had to get off my chest. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all can relate to. So, yeah. So, I plan on, let's see, I plan on posting, I'm gonna try to post at least twice a week, maybe like on Friday nights and like Wednesdays. I don't know. I wanted to do Sundays, but I feel like Sundays are gonna be like not good. But I don't have classes on Fridays, so I can try to do it like on Friday night and then like Wednesday night. So yeah, you can expect so much more from this. I'm gonna have like guests on here and stuff, getting topics from different Black women and getting opinions from different opinions and insights from Black women too. And I'm like kind of nervous, so if I'm like stuttering or anything, I'm sorry. I really don't mean to, but I'm excited, and I hope that you guys really liked what I said, and I hope that you guys really understood, and I hope you can relate. So thank you so much for tuning in with A Safe Space for Black Women. I'm gonna see you next time. We'll talk to y'all next time. All right, bye.